It's on to sports now, and it's time to bring in Mike Causey and friends.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Good morning, Mike.
Better listen to that a lot today, because you might not hear it again.
I know. Well, that's why I played it. I figured, you know, get a chance to hear it.
What did I tell you yesterday? Whoever hits the biggest home run is going to win the game. De Gregorius hit the biggest home run. The Yankees win the game.
Yeah, two things surprised me. I went to bed. I had no idea what was going on with the game. I went to bed. But two things surprised me when I woke up and I looked at the box score. It appears that both starting pitchers just tanked it.
Well, the Yankees ace lasted a third of an inning. And this was a guy that they were counting on if they were to go anywhere in the postseason to make some noise, to pitch some innings, to beat some big teams. Well, right now, Severino's a basket case, and if they ever start him again in the playoffs, you're going to have to hold your breath and drink a half a bottle of vodka to get through it, because you're not going to know what he's going to do. It was an awful performance. He pitched one-third of an inning, gave up two home runs, gave up a walk, a couple more hits, and like I said, out in the third of an inning. Santana, who was the stopper for the Twins, he lasted two and shouldn't have even gone that deep. He should not have gone to the point where he gave up that second home run to Gardner. So, I mean, not a good job managing-wise with the Twins manager, but he had to roll the dice because his bullpen's not as deep. And everybody's saying what a great job Girardi did. Well, he had no other choice. He had to take Severino out, because if he left him in there, the Twins might have scored seven or eight runs in the first inning. And the people that he went to were the ones that he had to go to because of the amount of innings that they can pitch in their frail bodies. And it panned out that way. But if you look at the Yankees' pitching lineup yesterday, there's one name you don't see in there, and that could have been the equalizer. And no matter how they spell it, they were not going to let this guy pitch in the game yesterday, because it could have turned it. His name's Betances. Betances, because of the way the bullpen was used yesterday, is definitely going to be used tomorrow night in Cleveland. And there's another guy you have to hold your breath with. So the Yankees, they win the battle, but now they're just starting to get into the war.
I think Judge did good for his first looking at the box score for his first
First at bat was a good at bat. He ran the count.
Yeah.
He just made contact. He got a broken bat single up the middle, and it was a point where the Yankees were losing 3-0, and they needed base runners, and he got on, and then he hit a line drive home run later in the game that barely cleared the fence, and that's the way it goes. That's baseball. There were a bunch of home runs hit for both sides yesterday. It was a poorly played game if you enjoy pitching, but the Yankees relief pitchers of Green, Robertson, and company, they did a good job and kept the Yankees in the game. A terrible job by the Twins offense, who went to sleep after the first inning. After the first inning, they had 13 strikeouts. So not a good job by the Twins. Kind of went to sleep after the Yankees tied them up. And everybody thought that the Yankees were going to beat the Twins, and the Yankees beat the Twins yesterday. Now they go to Cleveland.
Yeah. Now, when does that series start?
Tomorrow night.
Okay. And now we could do the National League play-in tonight?
Yeah. Arizona plays Colorado tonight at 8 o'clock.
That should be a pretty good game.
That's going to be a high-scoring game, too. There's going to be home runs hit. Both teams have high-octane offenses. Greinke's going to pitch for Arizona. He's the key to the game. He hasn't pitched good lately. If he reverts back to his old form and throws a good game, you got an advantage there for Arizona. But if Greinke does not pitch the way that everybody expects him to, you're going to look at another high-scoring game here.
All right. So I guess, like I said, when I woke up and I saw that, and I even looked at the box score, I think Yankee fans probably were shocked when they were down 3-0 in that first inning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first guy up hit a home run. Severino couldn't find the plate. He looked like a rank amateur pitching out there. And this was at home. So that like I said, although the Yankees won the battle yesterday, now they enter the war, and they go to war without their top gun, their best pitcher. You know, like I said, now you have to rely on Sabathia and Gray to get yourself going in the playoffs, and Tanaka. These guys have not fared well against the Indians. Just like everybody said, the Yankees should beat Minnesota. They beat them up 2 weeks ago. Well, now you're going against the Cleveland team that had their way with the Yankees the last time they played them, swept them in Yankee Stadium. You're going against a different animal now. Can the Yankees win? It's baseball. Anything could happen. But they got a big mountain to climb now.
I think if and this is just me speaking, okay? I'm a Yankee fan. Am I a crazy Yankee fan? No, but I'm a Yankee fan because my father made me a Yankee fan when I was a kid. I know that I sit here now. A, I was happy that the Yankees won 91 games. B, I'm happy that they won that stupid playoff game, and now they actually make it to a series. And I'm going to be happy with that. I'm going to be happy with that.
You can't be.
I know.
You're at the point where you can make a playoff run. You made your trades. They proved positive for you last night. So you can't be, because you're in a position now where you can make some noise. There's no guarantee you're going to be there next year or the year after that. You can look at the Nationals when Strasburg was his rookie year and they decided to sit him down in the playoffs, and they haven't made any noise since. That might have been their best opportunity to win a World Series. This could be the Yankees' best opportunity to win a World Series for the next couple of years, because you don't know what the future brings. You got to win while you can. And people, not yourself, but the pundits that say, well, the Yankees now, they're playing with house money yesterday, and today they're saying, well, now we should win. You can't have it both ways, because now if Cleveland beats you, you can't say, well, now we're happy where we did it again. Either you are or you aren't. So right now, like, you made a stand, you're happy with what the Yankees did, and if Cleveland beats them, you're fine with it. That's fine. But you can't say this morning, now we got a shot, and by Sunday say, oh, we had a good season. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
I'm not saying that's you, but that's the way you're going to see a lot of people fold up if the Yankees lose.
Hey, did we ever expect the Yankees to win 91 games this year?
I didn't expect them to win 82 games
this
year.
There you go. So, I mean, that's the way I have to look at it. Now, I can switch it around. I expected the Giants, okay, in football, to win 9 to 10 games this year. Extremely disappointed. I don't care what happens the rest of the season. I really don't care what happens the rest of the season. But one of my original expectations of a year set the way I'm going to be at the beginning of the year, whether I'm going to be happy at the end of the year or not. That's it.
Now, so, I'm just looking at it from a baseball standpoint where, they didn't expect the Yankees to win 82 games this year. They won 90-whatever. They won their play-in game. Now they're in the playoffs. They're in a position to make noise. If they don't go further, you really can't be happy with it, because you're expected to win. When you get there, you're expected to win.
All right, so you'll be watching baseball tonight.
I'll be watching baseball for the next month.
All right. Anything else to talk about in sports?
Yeah, staying with baseball. So you got the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
You know there's no games on Saturday?
That's stupid. How stupid is that?
There's no games on Saturday. I looked at the schedule and I thought that there would be, but there's one game Saturday and it's at 5:38 in the afternoon.
Are there any games on Sunday?
Yeah, but you don't know what time they are.
But that's
both American League games will be playing on Sunday.
You see, now, as far as I'm concerned, they should play on Saturday and shouldn't play on Sunday.
They should play every day.
Yeah,
you don't want to watch it, you don't have to watch it. To say you're not going up against college football or pro football, who cares? This is a chance for baseball to get to be back to the number one sport with all the garbage that's going on in football. Go up against them, because you got a lot of people right now that don't want to watch football. Give them the other option. Maybe that'll wake football up. If the Boston-Houston game is played at 1 o'clock on Sunday and they outdraw every football game that's being played at that time, maybe people will wake up. If you got the Cleveland-Yankee game on Sunday night at 8 o'clock and it outdraws Sunday night football, maybe the NFL will wake up a little bit. I mean, you should go against them. Why shouldn't you? Give the people the option. Don't force people. Give them the option to watch what they want. If the Cleveland-Yankee game is on Sunday night, you know what I'll be watching.
All right.
Giving the people the opportunity to watch whatever they want. And then on Monday you got three games. So one of these games is going to be played at a time when, probably two of them, at a time when nobody's going to be available to watch it because they work. It doesn't make any sense.
All right. Well, we're going to go on to the forecast now because that's good news.
Yeah, at least for a couple of days.
Yep. Hey, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
I'll be here, guys. Have a great day.
Mike Conzie with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio.